For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth.
We are going to have a big, massive broadband program, and it all started right here in South Carolina, rural South Carolina.
That's U.S. Representative James Clyburn in Allendale, South Carolina. Clyburn and about 50 stakeholders from across the state celebrated a successful broadband pilot project on a windy May afternoon.
We were able to create internet access for 1,000 homes in 61 days.
Jim Stritzinger is the broadband coordinator for the state of South Carolina. He says the project in Allendale serves as a model for how to expand internet access in other rural areas.
My goal is to solve broadband in the state of South Carolina in 3 years. Everybody. All in. Digital equity for all in 3 years. I mean, it's doable. There's no money excuse. We've got plenty of money.
Digital equity is making the internet available and affordable for everyone. But across the United States, millions of people live in places where broadband internet access doesn't exist.
Our generation's call to action, specifically me, I take this on, is to give back to the next generation and to solve internet once and for all.
In South Carolina, roughly 193,000 households struggle to connect. Stritzinger says that number is shrinking fast because of federal investments. And while funding is important, he says the real key to advancing digital equity is making sure the technology is adopted.
As a state agency, the South Carolina Office of Regulatory Staff, we can't do everything, right? We can't be all things to all people. And as you look at the broadband world, there's really two big challenges. One is deploying physical infrastructure, and we call that access. So access equals physical infrastructure. And then adoption is everything else.
Once access is established, other challenges are digital literacy and affordability.
There is a huge gap from having internet and knowing how to best utilize it.
Paula Gutierrez is a lead strategist at the South Carolina Office of Rural Health. She's also moderator of the Digital Equity Collaborative, or DEC.
The goal of the Digital Equity Collaborative is to ensure that all organizations involved in digital equity have a voice and also have a role in closing the digital poverty gap.
The DEC meets monthly on Zoom to share ideas about digital projects. Gutierrez says anyone can join.
We have in the meetings people from the Chamber of Commerce, from economic development, from tech schools, healthcare facilities, also internet providers.
The group helps identify specific needs in each rural community.
They're all meeting on a Zoom platform, strategizing how a community can thrive with digital concepts being the driver.
One concept currently in the works is to create a new telehealth center in Williamsburg County, where people often drive long distances to receive health care. Other projects focus on new innovation centers and agriculture technology.
There's so many resources in our urban cities, and rural has that potential as well. We have the desire, the talent, the space, and it's just a matter of getting everyone together and getting organized to have those opportunities in rural areas.
I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.